With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More Republican states sue to block President Biden's election year student loan repayment plan.
Seven states, led by Missouri, have filed a new federal lawsuit challenging Biden's SAVE plan, which has become a new legal target for conservative opponents after they toppled the first attempt at student loan cancellation. It largely mirrors another suit filed last month in 11 states. The new suit says that Biden is unilaterally trying to impose an extraordinarily expensive and controversial policy that he could not get through Congress. The Education Department says that Congress gave the agency power to define terms of certain repayment plans in 1993, and that authority has been used before. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Idaho teenager is in custody after an FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force investigation found he was planning to attack area churches and kill members in the name of ISIS. The FBI says agents arrested Alexander Scott Mercurio of Coeur d'Alene early Saturday. The attacks were to coincide with the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Also at SRNnews.com, a company is blamed for defective sleep apnea machines.
The company responsible for global recall of sleep apnea machines will be barred from resuming production at U.S. facilities until it meets a number of safety requirements. Philips will also be required to overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems and hire independent experts to vet the changes. A court order says the company must also continue to replace, repair, or provide refunds to all U.S. customers who got the defective devices. Philips has recalled more than 5 million CPAP machines since 2021. Internal foam in the devices can break down over time, leading users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. Another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An international campaign to ban surrogacy gets a strong endorsement from the Vatican. A top official is calling for a broad-based alliance to stop the commercialization of life, catering to wealthy would-be parents. The Vatican's overall position stems from its belief that human life begins at conception and must be given the consequent respect and dignity from that moment on. This is SRN News. Norfolk Southern Railroad agrees to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit for a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, last year.
If approved by a court, Norfolk Southern will settle with all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. It'll also give participating residents personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment. In February 2023, 50 cars of a 150-car freight train derailed on the outskirts of East Palestine, near the Pennsylvania state line. Some of those cars contained hazardous materials and led to 1,500 to 2,000 people needing to evacuate. Norfolk Southern said that people and businesses will be able to use the compensation from the settlement in any manner they see fit. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Boeing announces a decline in aircraft deliveries in the first half of 2024. They say they delivered 83 planes in the first 3 months compared to 157 previously. More details at SRNnews.com.